Hey guys, this is Coach Jesse with another episode of the Raw Fitness Truth Podcast, and I want to talk about the biggest challenges with most diets today. You know, I've experienced a lot of people asking questions about various diets that they'd like to try. There's always kind of fads and phases that seem to be in the marketplace, and the biggest one over the past year or two has been the keto diet. Before that, you know, there was the paleo and Atkins, and you know, obviously this stuff is still around, and I'm not saying that this stuff doesn't work for people. I just think that for the most part, these things don't work long term or short term for most people, and I'm going to talk about why. Okay, one of the things I want you to think about when it comes to a diet is simply the idea that a diet insinuates a beginning and an end. Like, most people don't go into a diet thinking, I'm literally going to be on keto for the rest of my life, or I'm literally going to be low carb for the rest of my life. Most people go into it with some sort of idea that, well, I will do this temporarily until I get to my goal, and then I'll figure it out from there. There's not necessarily this strategy that would work for them long term, and that's what I'd like to talk about as the biggest challenge is, you know, the biggest problem with most diets isn't solely about whether or not it works or not, but to add to that, it's about whether or not it works in the long term for you. Mr. Jones, Mrs. Jones, whoever you are listening to this, let me propose a question to you. Would you invest 50% of your paycheck into retirement long term? Probably not. Why not? Because it's not sustainable. Could you get away with doing it for maybe a few months, maybe just a month or two, possibly, probably, if you really set your mind to it. If you put all the willpower in your heart and soul into putting 50% of everything you earn into retirement savings or investments, could you do it? Possibly, probably, doesn't really matter. What really matters is the principle. It's too much for you to sustain it. And the problem with most diets, guys, is not that there's not good principles. It's that it's not sustainable for you based upon where your habits are right now. Now, I'm not trying to discourage you. What I'm trying to say is that you can't go from first grade math to 10th grade calculus in just a few short weeks and expect yourself to get a straight A. You can't even expect yourself to get a C. You are never going to experience better results in life than the sum of your best habits. You're just not going to. We wear our habits like we wear clothes. All right? So the number one issue with diets is it's giving you what to do without you knowing why to do it. It's giving you a strategy that for most of you, I would honestly say 95% of you, is not sustainable. Now, I'm not saying it can't become sustainable if you build proper habits, but the problem with most of the diets is really, truly is surrounded by the fact that it's too extreme for you to do long term. Now, another thing, you know, and I'll bring in the detox stuff in this conversation, okay? You know, there's a lot of conversation about people doing a 7-day or a 21-day detox, and for the most part, guys, I don't think that this stuff is necessary. I just think that if it's not something you're willing to do long term, why do it for 7 or 21 days? Well, I just want it to be a boost. I just want it to use it to get me started. Well, what are you going to do after that? Well, I'm just going to eat clean, and you know, once I get that crap out of my system, then I'll just eat clean and just, you know, take control of it from there. Well, why don't you just go straight to eating clean? Why don't you just go straight to, you know, doing better? You don't need a detox. You don't need some fancy program that your friend at work said works so great for her. Okay? Like, the truth is that I think a lot of people are running from the concept that it does take work. You have to be willing to change your habits, your entire perspectives on food, in order for you to find a lifestyle that not only helps you look better and feel better and perform better, but works in the long term. Athletes don't become amazing athletes just overnight, guys. It's what they've invested time and energy and effort into. And I know I beat this, I probably kick a dead horse, but guys, it takes consistency and habits for you to win. If you're somebody who's been working out 3 times a week, for a year or 2 years or three times, you know, or three years, that's great. And you've definitely probably seen progress. But in order for you to take it to the next level, you're going to have to start doing a little bit more. Now, at some point, you've got to understand what your limit is. Are you willing to increase your habits and stay there? Do you really even care to go that far? That's okay if you don't. But the problem with most of these diets and even these extreme training programs is they're not sustainable. If you're choosing a strategy that only works in the short term but not in the long term, then you're shooting yourself in the foot. And that's what the old saying of biting off more than you can chew comes from. So oftentimes my strategy as a coach is not to add more to your plate. It's not to make things more complex. It's to get you to do with consistency what you already know to do in simplicity. Work out at least 3 times a week. Control your calories. Drink more water. Get better sleep. Manage your stress better. Think better thoughts. This is already a massive amount of things most of you need to be working on. You don't need me to put together some so-called perfect exercise or nutrition program when you're not even mentally ready to exercise 3 times a week consistently no matter what. When you're not even ready to drink more water as a simple focus. When you're not even ready to work on your self-image or your self-esteem to have a better daily experience in life. The core of all progress, guys, starts with you thinking better thoughts and acknowledging where you're holding yourself back. It's more of a spiritual inner change that's required, not some sort of temporary diet, not some sort of tactic that you read in a magazine or a YouTube video or that you get from some friend at work. The only thing that works long-term, guys, are foundational principles. Your house wasn't built on sand. It was built on a strong foundation, right? So your nutrition, your exercise, your approach to your life needs to be built on the same. So the problem with diet, guys, the diets, is not that these things don't work. It's just that the principles needed to adhere to them, you're not ready to follow for the most part. 95 to 98% of you are not ready for it. So where do you start? I don't want to leave you hanging and just tell you that this is too much. Where do you start? You start with the first thing in front of your face, and then I'll just list these off real quickly. One, are you drinking enough water? Are you drinking at least 64 ounces of water a day? If not, start there. Sleep, are you getting 6 to 7 hours minimum a night? If the answer is no, then you need to start there. Are you exercising at least 3 times a week with moderate to high intensity? If the answer is no, start there. Are you drinking a lot of alcohol? If you are, you need to work on cutting that back. Are you eating a lot of sugar and Cokes? If so, you need to cut back on that. Are you controlling your portions if you're trying to lose weight or lose body fat? If not, you need to focus there. All these things are within your grasp, team. All of them. And they're simple. But yet you still scour Google and you scour your friend's advice looking for something that's more sexy or more complicated. And guys, the answers of simplicity lie right in front of you. You've got to get out of this mentality that your progress is going to come easy. It comes one step, one bite, one day at a time, and you've got to embrace simplicity in the journey. And diets and crash course programs are not the route for you to go. Hope this helps you out. If you have any questions or thoughts or comments, please leave me a message, and I'll be happy to get back with you.